Proclamation number 7041 of 12th of February, 1958. God's merciful help to the end. And there will be many of you who do not partake of the gifts of grace which I so abundantly bestow upon people. And my will not force them to change their thinking either, but I will have to put them through hard schools if I still want to achieve a small success that they are not completely darkened in spirit at the end of their life, be it their own death or the end of this earth, where no human being will remain alive, unless he belongs to me fully. For even those who experience the end of the earth and for whom a small light still shines at the last will be granted the grace that they will still be accepted by me, that they will not fall prey to the new banishment, even though they cannot enliven the new earth, because this requires a certain degree of maturity which those souls have not yet reached. But they are no longer in complete darkness and can therefore still be accepted into the spiritual kingdom beforehand, because a relapse into the abyss is then excluded. And I still try to kindle this small light in many people, and therefore I let them go through great suffering and hardship which, however, can spare them the agony of the new banishment if they thereby turn their gaze to me. If they make use of this last grace for their souls. Until the last hour people still have the opportunity to call upon me, and I will accept them as soon as they have recognized me and approach me for help. For I cannot and will not use coercion, but I take pity on people who have fallen into darkness and don't want to see the light which shines for them. However, completely darkened souls can no longer be accepted into the kingdom of the beyond in the end, because this kingdom will then also keep its gates closed, because everything satanic is banished from the spiritual kingdom, because it will be dissolved again for the purpose of a new banishment and has to take the path of development across earth once more. But the souls which already possess a glimmer of light will now also strive upwards and hand themselves over to the beings of light for the purpose of further development, who are extremely happy to take over their care. At present, however, the earth harbors far more people of darkened spirit than those who strive towards the light. And this is also evident from the fact that they don't accept my word from above because they don't recognize it as the voice of the Father who speaks to them in love and wisdom. Where there is only a little light, the illuminating power of my divine light of love will be noticed and felt, but where there is deepest darkness, people are blind and cannot see anything. But those people take pity on me and I use all possible means to open their eyes before the end. Yet these means are painful, they are often such that they are hardly recognized as divine aids unless an awakened spirit knows about my plan of salvation, about what is coming and about the dreadful fate these people are facing. And if only a crack of their eyes can be opened, then they will turn of their own accord to where they see a ray of light and the work of salvation will have succeeded. What from a human point of view is the greatest misfortune and the most bitter suffering, from a spiritual point of view can be the occasion for the path to unspeakable bliss. For the former does not last forever. But life after death has no end, and one day the soul will be extremely grateful if this life is a blissful one for it, if it has escaped the new banishment and become free of its material bondage. Yet accepting my gifts of grace, listening to my word and obeying it could save countless people from great suffering, for anyone who makes use of this grace will come to the light, to the knowledge of me, and he need never fear the darkness again, nor the end, which will only release him from an earthly burden. Regardless of whether I still call him away first or whether he is destined for paradise as a blissful inhabitant of the new earth, the existence of all of you on earth will only last a short time, and a great measure of grace will only flow to you for a short time. But the earth will also still have to endure unspeakable suffering. All people who don't want to accept my word will still be addressed by me, for I want to win over all people. I don't want to lose any human being to darkness. But every person's soul remains free. Amen.